The Pentagon declares climate change a national security threat. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
Climate change does pose a threat to millions of people around the world.
Sherry Goodman knows a thing or two about the connection between climate change and national security. She helped the Pentagon shape policies to respond to global warming while serving as a Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Environmental Security during the Clinton administration. She told the Weather Channel earlier this year that the military was by then already working on responses to the threat.
We were aware very much during the 1990s that climate change was going to have an impact on military operations.
Goodman also served in top-level positions at CNA Corporation, a research nonprofit that provides analysis for the U.S. Navy and Marine Corps and national security agencies. She's now president and CEO of the Consortium for Ocean Leadership, which represents top public and private ocean research educational institutions.
We see climate change acting as a threat multiplier in the Arctic.
So Goodman was glad to see the Defense Department's latest report issued in July and that it included a section on the Arctic.
There's been recognition, you know, for some time now about the national security implications of climate change. Nowhere is that more clear than in the Arctic.
The Arctic portion of the report mainly focused on the need for improved search and rescue capabilities to respond to increased offshore resource development, shipping, and military activity in the region due to the melting and northward retreat of sea ice that'll leave open waters.
There's greater awareness now of the need to address the changing Arctic and the need to have presence in the Arctic as those conditions change.
Goodman says that awareness is shown by this summer's visit to Alaska by President Obama and the United States assuming chairmanship of the Arctic Council.
There's development in Congress now of support on both sides of the aisle for recognition that climate change is a national security concern.
Goodman says she's not sure if there's enough bipartisan support yet to appropriate enough money for more heavy icebreakers, each of which costs about $1 billion.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.